welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. I'm excited right now, August 18, 2021. God is opening a flow of creativity from heaven, starting, I think it started this month, but this week is something really big happening. He's aligning you with his perfect timing, and this is a prophetic word I received for the month of August about getting an alignment. And in this session, I want to go over some things that's going to help you right now, and it's going to help you with also the near future. So, Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. We pray for the power, the changing power, the power of the word, the power of the spoken word, power of the written word, the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow, the power of love. I felt like there's a huge, huge impartation happening right now. We just want to come into agreement with it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is opening up your understanding. Luke 24:45. He opened their minds. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. There is a greater understanding coming right now with the Bible and into your life situation. The Word of God is being illuminated and the Bible is becoming a roadmap. A prophetic roadmap. And so we really need the understanding of the Bible and how God speaks, because God wants to take this to a new level. We don't have to become Bible scholars or anything like that. We need to understand how he speaks through the Bible, how to really get a word, how to test a word through the Bible, how to do these things. The Lord is releasing a fresh new revelation through the Word of God right now. And I tell you, you can gain wisdom, understanding, you can resolve problems. There's powerful breakthrough principles that are in the Bible that can change your life instantly. And understanding the Bible needs to connect us with that heart of God, because it all comes back to a relationship and intimacy. So there is a greater understanding of what's going on. The Lord's going to open up your spirit. He's going to open your mind to understanding the key things that you need for this season. It's going to give you the greater ability to love, because intimacy with the Lord is also a key for the season. So we're entering into the days of awe next month, and we're no longer under the Old Testament law of Moses, you know. But God still operates on the Jewish calendar. So Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, followed by the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur. This is the highest holy day in the Jewish calendar. It's called the Days of Awe. These are the time. It changes every year because the Jewish calendar is 360 days. Listen, I don't celebrate any of the holidays. You know, I have positioned myself. I don't use that calendar or anything except for to understand what God's doing. In other words, there's nothing wrong with being on the calendar that most of us are on. But each year it might change because the Jewish calendar is only 360 days. So this year the Days of Awe start on September 6th and they run through September 16th. So the Lord wants to get you in line with his timing. And it's going to combine the Word of God and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sends in my name, Jesus said that, he will teach you of all the things and remind you of what I've said. A lot of what Jesus said was written into the Bible. Also, what he said to you prophetically. So the Holy Spirit is the Helper. The Holy Spirit is a guide to help you understand the written word and the prophetic word. There's two different things going on. The written word is a Greek word called logos. The prophetic word is, the spoken word, is a Greek word called rhema, a rhema word. We need them both, but the rhema words need to line up with the logos word, which is the Bible. And the spirit of wisdom and understanding is here right now. Isaiah 11:2. We need the Holy Spirit to show you what's in the Holy Word. You can't just study the Bible, you know, without getting that understanding humanly possible. That it really helps to have the illumination of the Word of God. Psalm 32, verse 8 in the Passion Translation, I hear the Lord say, I will stay close to you, instructing you and guiding you along the pathway of your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. It's, oh my goodness, it's powerful. I love that. I was used to that verse. I'd hear, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. But I love the Passion Translation version of this, Psalm 32, verse 8. You might want to write that down. Print that out. Stick it out of your refrigerator or your Bible, whichever one you go to more. Just kidding. Intimacy and close relationships going to help you because God is speaking in the still small voice right now to understand what he's saying. And you have to tune in, tune out the world, tune out the noise and the distraction and tune into the Lord. And he's speaking. He is here. You'll need a personal relationship with the Lord, not just obey the rules of the Bible. So the relationship overrules. As you become closer with the Lord, it's going to help you to become holy. I used to try to become holy by rules, you know. I'm going to do all these things. If I break one, oh my gosh, I felt so bad. But then once I got into this relationship with the Lord, I didn't want to do the things. It was different. There was an intimacy over this that's going to help change you. So we need grace and truth over the legalism or the legalistic spirit. John 1:17 talks about Jesus, that the law was given through Moses, that's the rules, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Let's say that again. John 1:17, the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. His message had grace, had truth. The law of Moses helps us to recognize sin. That's the Ten Commandments. Jesus came to fulfill the law. But the legalistic spirit gets in there and tries to get you to operate in the rules or you're in trouble. Jesus operated in grace and love. And so we need to speak the truth in love. And we can have the words of life in love. Love and grace will rule over, these rules over all the regulations. Love and grace goes over the rules and regulations as well. There's two ways to say it. But love and grace needs to be in our life as opposed to rules and regulations. Allow the message to change you. Colossians 3:16, Paul said this, let the message of Christ dwell in you richly. As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit, sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. That's what I've been doing right now. I tell you, if you want to know something, this is a secret. Colossians 3:16 is to let the message of Christ, the message of Jesus, the love to dwell in you. Instead of rebuking each other, admonish one another. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Sing and pray the psalms. Sing hymns and songs and worship. Singing with gratitude. I've been getting major, major breakthroughs in my life when I get into gratitude and gratefulness. The message of Jesus, Paul said, let the message of Christ dwell. So what was the message of Christ? Two things, the greatest commandment and the great commission. The greatest commandment was love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:36. So the greatest commandment is love. He kept saying it over and over. Then the great commission is sharing God's love. That's Matthew 28:16. Both are based on love. And this is something that if you take a look at the world, come on. You know, there's a lot of the opposite going on out. There's a lot of, you know, backbiting and beating each other up on online. So we just got to rise above that, folks. Rise above it. You don't have to go offline necessarily. Maybe you might want to take a break or something, but stay connected with me. Anyway, just saying. You still want to be a positive influence. The Lord is releasing something new right now. I heard him say this. He's releasing a new, mature level of revelation. And it's 1 Corinthians 2:6, but we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. Whew, that's deep. 1 Corinthians 2:6, that's deep. We speak wisdom among the mature, but yet not the wisdom of this age. The revelation that's flowing right now is going to require you to take time and listen, to study what God's saying to you. And there's going to be mature levels of revelation, but these are messages in wisdom, but it's going to be easy enough for children to understand. There's revelation flowing right now, and you don't have to be a pastor, teacher, prophet. You just need to listen to the Lord and then understand it as a children. When Jesus said this, Matthew 11:25, he said, "I praise you, Father, Lord God of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children." Now, this doesn't mean age, by the way. It could be, but it's anyone at whatever level. You could be a child of the Lord or less mature or whatever, or it could be the children. The Lord is revealing things. You got to listen. I tell you, over the years, I've gotten amazing direction and revelation out of the mouth of children. And I had a kid walk up to me once. I was praying, trying to get a breakthrough, you know, and I was praying. Came up to me. It's a 7-year-old. And he said, "Doug," I think it was Uncle Doug, it was one of my nephews. He said, "Uncle Doug, I feel the Lord saying this Bible verse to you." And he was saying it in a way that sounded mature, but that wasn't the way. It came out a little bit different. He said, "Hey, you need to do this, you know." And he said this, and it was right targeted right here. It was from a child. Get ready. Hidden mysteries here. Hidden understanding is here. 1 Corinthians 2:7, "But we speak wisdom of God in a mystery." I'm going to say it again. We speak wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God has ordained before the beginning of time. There's things right now that's being released. God is releasing things. He's knocking on your door. He's trying to get through to you with some things, but it's coming not in a loud voice, in the still, small voice. The Lord is going to continue throughout this month to release the deeper revelation, mysteries from heaven. And the books and scrolls of heaven, these are spiritual things, are coming. I keep seeing books that say instructions on them. I see books that say assignments on them. These are spiritual books. Your dreams and visions are going to start to increase over the month. God's lining you up. He's going to remove the things that's hindering you. And you're going to get a sudden, fresh, creative ideas, strategic planning, strategic downloads from heaven are here. But I tell you, the stuff I've been getting this, the stuff that I've been talking, you know, on Spirit Connection, on Facebook, different things. When I go live, when I do this, when I write my blogs, this is deep revelation I've been getting, but it has been coming in a big, loud voice. It's been in a still, small voice. I've had to really kind of tune in and tune out the world, tune out the noise of all that, and tune into the Lord. The Lord is releasing His plans right now. You don't have to be a prophetic seer to be part of this. Watch for God to speak to you naturally, supernatural, in ways that you can hear Him. Combine. What we need to do is combine the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, with the Word. I said it before, you know, and I'm going to just say it again, is look at John 14:26, because this is the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is here. The Lord is sending instructions in His Word right now. Psalm 32, verse 8, the Lord said, "I will stay close to you, instructing you along the pathway." The Lord is sending, I'm reiterating this, He's sending grace over truth and legalism. He's sending you. The new messages are here from heaven. The new wisdom is from heaven. And there's this new thing right now that God is turning your Bible into a prophetic roadmap. So Lord, we pray and activate this. We ask that whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So Lord, we bind anything coming against us receiving this, receiving your word, receiving your instructions. And we loose from heaven the solutions to the pollution that's going on. We release from heaven, Lord, we ask that you would do it. Release from heaven, you would do it. I'm seeing a shifting happen right now. We pray that you would use the Bible as a roadmap for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Powerful flow happening right now. DougAddison.com is my website. I want to tell you about a couple things. One, a limited offer, Hearing God 365, my online activation school and trainer kit. We're retiring this, and it's been an amazing. We released it in 2016. Gosh, it's been an amazing thing. Thanks to all those who've been part of it. But we are now offering a final retirement party, and it's August 16th through September 6th. If you have not been part of the Hearing God 365, this is the time. Go to hearinggod365.com, hearinggod365.com/retirement. And also, you can get the trainer kit, cheapest that we've ever done it. And this is a powerful online activation school that I wrote. And the Lord is bringing something new right now. There's greater understanding into your life situation. And I'm doing on August 21st, this weekend. I want you to listen. This is powerful, powerful stuff. How to transform your Bible into a prophetic roadmap. August 21st, 2021, 10 a.m. And it's less than a cup of coffee a day. I tell you, this will change your life. Go to DougAddison.com/transform. And you could also recommend the trainer kit. And we're only going to be doing this for a limited time. So you'll want to grab hold of this, either the trainer kits, so that you can teach this to others. You have to take the course. But if you get the trainer kit, you know, you get the PowerPoint, you can edit it, or the keynote and some instructions on how to do it. But there's greater understanding coming right now in using the Word of God. So in this workshop, I'm going to get you ready to hear God more clearly, how God speaks through the Jewish calendar, you know, what to look for, the different ones. Also, we're entering into the season that requires us to combine the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So this workshop, it's not just for teachers or anything like that. It's for people who want to advance at all levels. And it's getting that message of wisdom to this mature level, interpreting symbols of the Bible, looking at the meaning of different numbers, times and seasons, especially with the Jewish calendar. I'll show you how I do it. I'll show you some of the tools I use as a times and seasons. I use some websites and different things to track stuff. The revelation into the parables of Jesus, also using the courts of heaven in the Bible, the power of decree, worship, and communion. I just recently started training on this. Yeah, people know me for decrees, what you decree, you know, it shall be done in communion, but how to combine the three of those, understanding the justice system of the Lord. Also, about some of the ways that God's moving right now in this area of spiritual books and scrolls, how to interact with your book of life. It's actually this weekend, August 21st, 2021, how to transform things over you. Ooh-wee. Yeah, it's how to transform your Bible into the prophetic roadmap. And I just want to prophesy right now. A couple of people here need this. There's a call for you in writing. There's a call for you in understanding the Word of God in a deeper way. The Lord is releasing that to you right now. This is a season of change. Many people, God has been speaking to you during the Jewish calendar. But like me, I didn't really understand this. I knew my friends, the prophets, they were having encounters that the Lord would show up and stuff. And I had this high expectation of it had to be that. And then I went back. The Lord said to me, He said, you know what? Go back and look up the Jewish calendar, you know, like Rosh Hashanah. And that season, go back years ago and get those dates off the internet and go to my journal. Sure enough, I didn't have a visitation of the Lord, but yet, yes, I did. I had a visitation of His presence. I had a visitation of His revelation. I'm just saying right now, the Lord is saying many of you are having this. You're already there. You just don't realize. You need to open up the seer realm over your life. You don't have to be a seer, but the Lord is indeed opening the spiritual realm over you. Just if you could be part of this, DougAddison.com/transform. Hey, hope you have a great week. If I don't see you this weekend at the workshop, then see you next week on Spirit Connection.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.